100 years ago, on December 14, 1911, the Norwegian, Roald Amundsen, and four companions trudged through bitter cold and wind to stand at the absolute bottom of the world, the South Pole. Nowhere was there a trace of their British rival, Robert Scott. The Norwegians had won the race. Amundsen and Scott were driving forces in the exploration of Antarctica, the ice-covered continent almost half again the size of the United States. Both were driven to win fame by grabbing one of the few remaining unclaimed geographic prizes. Earnest and methodical, Amundsen had previously wintered over with an expedition in Antarctica. He knew from experience how indispensable well-trained dogs were for pulling sledges. His next destination was to have been the North Pole. But when he heard that two other groups claimed that triumph, Amundsen made plans for the South Pole. Scott was a Navy officer who had a romantic view of exploration as a kind of macho trial by ice. Using dogs to pull all the sledges, he thought unsporting. Better, he wrote, to face the hardships and difficulties with their unaided efforts. This the Scott party had to do. Its motorized sledges and the ponies soon broke down, leaving them to pull the sledges the rest of the way. When Amundsen's men already were only a week away from their base camp to complete their 3,200-kilometer round trip, the exhausted British team arrived at the pole on January 17, 1912, to see the Norwegian flag blowing in the wind. Disappointment then turned to tragedy. Stalled by a 9-day blizzard, weak from hunger and sledge-pulling fatigue, Scott and his four team members perished by the end of March. Scott may have lost the race to the pole, but in death he prevailed as the brave and stoic hero of legend.